my mind. Just shut up and go, because you're spoiling my show, and I've got bigger fish to fry.
Banana and Rion found themselves laying like two starfish head-to-head on a big rock next to a pond in a clearing from where they could see the lighthouse Rion lived in from. However, they gazed at the marvelous vista of sky. Banana was wondering if her mum was thinking what she was thinking. Try the Hoffman lenses on the wall scrolls at the Sawamura Dojo. So, Rion said. Alan said the craft services tables are along the Antarctic. Yeah, but he said the craft services area is full of old men wearing designer aprons and smoking cigars, she interrupted him. Banana's stomach growled. I'm hungry, but I want to stay here for a while, she said. Yeah, he agreed.
Change. Did you exchange
I entered the scene with a paper box of small globular donuts that I acquired from a famous Canadian donut chain outside this story, and I smiled about the two of them happy together. Then I said, "Hey, do you two want to learn how throwing stars fit within the philosophy of Tenjeto?" Their eyes lit up, and their stomachs growled. I handed them the donuts. The two fictional characters absorbed the donuts with enthusiasm. When we arrived back at the Sawamura Dojo, two parallel indoor alleyways were set up, each leading to its own large log. Both logs had targets drawn on them. "Now," I said, "before I give you your weapons, I want to slip in a guest lecturer."
9/11 was an inside job. Vaccines will kill your kids. GMO equals death. Evolution is a lie. Big Bang is a big hoax. Dinosaurs never existed. Psychedelics show you truth. Governments are evil. Bush, Trump, Clinton, all the same. Elections are rigged. False flags are real. If you have cancer, someone is murdering you. Cannabis kills cancer. You can see unconditional love in a dog's eyes. But not in the humans. We are all one. Satan runs the world. The earth is flat. There's a dome above your head. The truth does hurt. The moon has own light. Fukushima was a hoax. CERN is evil. Israel is a terrorist state. Abortion is murder. God is real. Wikipedia is a lie. You are a slave. 90% of us are asleep. Your TV is watching you. The truth is out there. This video should go viral, but it won't. You are love. Have no fear.
I gave Rion and Banana each a stylish fanny pack containing its own set of 33 thin, sharp, rather normal throwing stars, and I said, "These don't leave the dojo until you're ready, and there are rules you must observe while you have them, and you will have them. You will get to use them on your opponents if you make that choice, but the responsibility behind making that choice is potential consequences, including the consequence which is victory. Are we clear?" "Hi," they both said in unison. I took a step back, getting ready to order them to begin their practice with real, albeit fictional, throwing stars. "Question," Banana said. "Hmm?" I asked. "I want to know more about my enemy before I practice with a weapon. Will we be attacking the Illuminati directly, or what?" "If you wanna," I said. "You're the main character. It's your choice." "This is me confused," she said. "As you as the writer know, I sometimes have problems with certain mean girls, but I joined their magical girl group to defeat 26 monsters of the week with magical powers. Do the Illuminati have anything to do with the 26 monsters that myself and the Emotion 16 soldiers faced? And can't I just use the same magical powers I used against those monsters also against these Illuminati?" Rion was just silent, stoic. His backstory also included adventures. Then I said, "If I were to tell you that one specific of 13 branches of the Illuminati caused many situations where people voluntarily got poisoned because they think they need the poison and they also don't think it's poison, but it's totally poison, would you want to fight back against those specific plots?" "Can you prove any of this?" Rion asked. "Yeah," I said. "Billy Joe Jimbob was a fictional character I came up with whom my grade 6 teacher ordered me to kill. It's possible for forces outside of one of my stories to order the death of any of the characters." "Holy shit," Banana said, smiling enthusiastically at the throwing stars. Rion was also looking directly at the throwing stars with some longing. "Begin," I ordered, and they begun their practice with real, fictional throwing stars.
Hopping around Tokyo City like a big playground, when suddenly Batman burst from the shade and hit Godzilla with a bat grenade. Godzilla got pissed and began to attack, but didn't expect to be blocked by Shaq, who proceeded to open up a can of Shaq Fu when Aaron Carter came out of the blue and he started beating up Shaquille O'Neal. Then they both got flattened by the Batmobile, but before he could make it back to the Batcave, Abraham Lincoln popped out of his grave and took an AK-47 out from under his hat, blew Batman away with a rat-a-tat-tat. But he ran out of bullets and he ran away, because all of this crime can save the day. This is the ultimate showdown. Ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions. As far as the eye can see, and only one will survive. I wonder who it will be. This is took a bite out of Optimus Prime. Like Scruff McGruff took a bite out of crime. And then Shaq came back covered in a tire track. But Jackie Chan jumped out and landed on his back. And Batman was injured and trying to get steady when Abraham Lincoln came back with a machete. But suddenly something caught his leg and he tripped. Indiana Jones took him out with his whip. Then he saw Godzilla sneaking up from behind. Then he reached for his gun, which he just couldn't find. Cause Batman stole it and he shot and he missed. And Jackie Chan deflected it with his fist. Then he jumped in the air and he did a somersault while Abraham Lincoln tried to pull balls on the Optimus Prime. But they collided in the air. Then they both got hit by a Care Bear stare.
This is the ultimate showdown. Ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions. As far as the eye can see. And only one will survive. I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown.
Angels sang out in an immaculate chorus. Down from the heavens descended Chuck Norris, who delivered a kick which could shatter bones into the crotch of Indiana Jones, who fell over on the ground, writhing in pain as Batman changed back into Bruce Wayne. But Chuck saw through his clever disguise, and he crushed Batman's head in between his thighs. Then Gandalf the Grey and Gandalf the White and Monty Python and the Holy Grail's Black Knight and Benito Mussolini and the Blue Meanie and Cowboy Curtis and John B. the Genie, Robocop the Terminator, Captain Kirk and Darth Vader, Low Pan, Superman, every single Power Ranger, Bill S. Preston and Theodore Logan, Spock the Rock, Doc Ock and Hulk Hogan all came out of nowhere lightning fast and they kicked Chuck Norris in his cowboy ass. It was the bloodiest battle that the world ever saw, with civilians looking on in total awe. On for a century, many lives were claimed, but eventually the champion stood. The rest saw the better, Mr. Rogers in a bloodstained sweater.
This is the ultimate showdown, ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions. As far as the eye can see, and only one will survive. I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown.
There, after some practice with throwing stars, it was still slightly before the time when Banana and Miss Chan usually ate breakfast. We had all accomplished a lot in that morning so far. Me, as a writer slash fictional martial arts teacher, and Banana and Rion as my students slash characters. I made sure that they left the weapons in the dojo. Then Rion begun his walk towards his home, the town's lighthouse, and Banana begun her walk toward her home, which, from this point forward in the story, I'll refer to as Maison Chan.
We'll be right back.
their walks were uneventful, but both teams wore satisfied grins because they just got to begin practice with throwing stars. Damn right, both eager young martial arts students slash main characters said far apart in unison. When Rion got home, the rest of his family were still asleep, so Rion laid down in his bed and listened to a radio station over headphones, while happily thinking, fuck the Illuminati. When Banana got home, Miss Chan was almost finished preparing a big breakfast for herself and Banana. The dog, who Miss Chan had recently started calling Wu, even though Banana insisted that the dog's name be Doggy, was already eating. Oh, oh, oh.
Really boring, can't wait for the bell to ring, 'cause tonight I'm hanging with all of my friends. Gonna party through the night, karaoke, pillow fights, the music's loud, the lights are bright, it never ends. I have so many friends, so many friends. 'Cause I steal pets from the popular people and then dress the pets up like the popular people. I steal pets from the popular people and hide them all in a shed. Yeah, I steal pets from the popular people and then dress the pets up like the popular people. I steal pets from the popular people and lock them in my shed. At school life can be such a drag. Whitney Jones called me a fag, but her cat ate salmon out of my hand. I smiled at Michael in the halls, then he spread rumors I have balls, but I taught his dog to hug on command. I have so many friends, so many right dog. 'Cause I steal pets from the popular people and then dress the pets up like the popular people. I steal pets from the popular people and hide them all in a shed. Yeah, I steal pets from the popular people and then dress the pets up like the popular people. I steal pets from the popular people and paint their nails red. Take it, Cuddles! It's the seventh grade dance in the shed tonight, and I'm the life of it all. Cats and dogs are grooving with me, we're having such a ball. I start slow dancing with Greg Mandelson's terrier mix. He's wearing a suit and he has Greg's eyes. Suddenly kiss. 'Cause I steal pets from the popular people and then dress the pets up like the popular people.